The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is 6:16 now on this Wednesday morning, and we're about to talk with a doctor, and he will explain why it is so important that you help out Children's Hospital. And call that number you just heard, or maybe go online if you can, to CHNOLA, to 51555 and make your contribution. Dr. Jeffrey Surkoff joins us now. He is a neonatologist at Children's Hospital, and the first hour of this radiothon is our NICU hour. And doctors, maybe you can tell us, first of all, what the NICU is?
Sure. So the NICU is the short term for neonatal intensive care unit. That's basically the unit or the place where children are transferred or cared for that are right after birth. So those babies that are micro preemies, tiniest babies up to full-term babies that need intensive care right after they're delivered.
So when you say micro babies, you're talking about how small?
So some of our smallest babies may be less than a pound.
That's hard to believe. Really.
No. So like 500 grams or, you know, 1 kilo is what we look at.
And I'm just trying to give the listeners an idea of size. You're talking about what, in the palm of your hand?
About the palm of your hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are some of the reasons that babies wind up in NICU?
So it's a variety of reasons. So those small babies, obviously, they're just everything's immature with them. So all organ systems are small and immature. So breathing difficulties, they may need to be on the ventilator. They may have problems with maintaining their temperatures, or they may have issues with feeding or their sugar difficulties. We can see kids that are much larger, more full-term babies can come to the NICU for other reasons, as well as some of the same reasons. So they may have breathing problems. They may have issues, though, where they may have drug withdrawals, or they may have a genetic problem. That where they need to see a specialist, or a surgical problem with their intestines, or something wrong with one of their actual vital organs, like a kidney or liver dysfunction. So we see kids for a variety of reasons.
See, let me go back to that for a second about the drug issues. And you know, you can look at drug issues however you want, if it's a medical problem, legal problem, whatever. That's not what we're here for. But when it comes to a child, you're talking about a child that is born drug dependent, right?
Correct. So, you know,
that can fit in the palm of your hand.
No, thankfully, that's more of the full-term baby.
Okay.
The premature babies, certainly their mothers may have had some substance use, or they may have some opioid dependence. But most of those babies, we don't see them born addicted. I think because they're not in their mother for as long of a time as a full-term baby, we may not see some of those same symptoms that we see in the full-term baby that may be a withdrawing baby.
So you're with your team in the NICU, and you're watching these tiny babies, the sickest of the sick. The parents have handed these children to you, not literally in your hands, but I guess sometimes in your hands. What made you want to do this, and what kind of feedback do you get from the parents, and how do you handle, just as a human being, because you're a relatively young guy in your 40s, how do you handle that pressure that we as parents and the expectations and the fears and all of that, how do you handle all of that, not just with the children, but with the parents?
So it's a pretty it's a pretty awesome responsibility, and one that I think I initially started saying I loved pediatrics. I wanted to help the kids. And then kind of, you know, throughout your course of your training, you figure out which way you want to specialize. And I knew I liked the intensity of the intensive care unit. I love the fact of starting fresh. So I get this patient that's just been delivered their umbilical cord's been cut. Now it's, you know, it's all you. It's fresh. It's not some of these past problems that, you know, we may have contributed to ourselves. So that's one of the best things with neonatal intensive care is it is you have this opportunity to really impact from the minute that they start. Dealing with the families is certainly as important as dealing with the patient, right? Like you say, those patients are given to us, but you're also dealing with the family. So just like we're starting off fresh, they're starting off fresh with their newborn. So we do really make a point to involve the parents and to try to meet their needs, involve them with our rounding, involve them with our care, encourage them to be at the bedside as much as we can because they are just as important as the patient is.
And you, again, as parents, you're a parent, so you understand. And I know people have nieces and nephews. And again, I'm not being judgmental, but until you're a parent, you really don't get how valuable that is, that child, how you could love something so unconditionally. Before you leave us, because I know you're busy, what would you say to people that are on the fence right now thinking about, do I call 888-780-8811? Do I text CHNOLA to 51555? Why should they do it?
I think you mentioned it earlier. You know, Children's Hospital has made a mission to care for everyone, regardless of where they've come from. We see patients from local. We see patients from all across the state, all across the Gulf South. And we don't ask about payment or ability to provide something back to us. We just provide everything to them. Our hospital has provided housing. We provide opportunities for potential transportation needs, gas vouchers. Our social services team is awesome. So all those things obviously require the help of others to help these families when they're in the most need.
And you have 43 babies in the NICU right now. Is that an average number? Is that
That's,
above average?
We're a little bit on the high side. Yeah. There's one more coming, actually. So we've got one more on the way. So we'll be 44 by the end of the day. But no, that's actually we have a pretty high census these days, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any lower. So the more help we get, the better we'll be able to care for them.
Dr. Jeff, I mean this from my heart. God bless y'all and the work you do. It takes a very special type of person to have the skills and talent to do it, and then to have the heart to want to do it. So God bless y'all, man. Happy holidays. Thank you. Merry Christmas and everything else.
Thank you, y'all.
I don't know what else to say other than what Dr. Jeff just told you. 888-780-8811 or text CHNOLA to 51555. Because, again, you never, ever know when you're going to need Children's Hospital. 622 traffic now, WWL.